Hi, I'm Suzanne and your host for Crosstalk, the IEEE EMC Society podcast, the podcast to discuss interesting topics on electromagnetic compatibility to our technical community. In this special issue, focusing on the 2022 IEEE International Symposium on Electromagnetic Compatibility and Signal and Power Integrity held in person from August 1 to 5th in Spokane, we will talk with Frank. Frank Leffering is part of the organizing committee and technical program chair. Welcome, Frank.
Yeah. Hello, Suzanne.
Thank you for your time and being my guest in this podcast episode.
Welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Frank, would you like to introduce yourself in a few words to the audience?
Yes, I'm Frank Leffering. I started many, many years ago at Thales as EMC engineer, and later on, I also went to the university, and I'm heading a group there performing research on EMC. And some years ago, I was asked to become the technical program committee chair for the 2022 conference in Spokane.
Mm-hmm. The 2022 symposium is this year's highlight of events of the EMC Society. We are really looking forward to this in-person event after what seems an eternity of virtual events. Frank, could you explain us how can anyone contribute and share knowledge?
Oh, that can be in many, many ways. Of course, the standard technical papers, which could be also in special session papers. But we also have the opportunity to send in a short abstract review paper, as it is called. It's a one-page paper, just a summary. But then you can also present your work at the conference. These are what we call the paper presentations. But what becomes more and more popular are the workshop and tutorials. These are very well attended, and we have many workshop and tutorials. Topics like 5G, exposure of electromagnetic fields, conducted EMI, basics of signal integrity, fundamentals of EMC. So it's all kind of basic EMC stuff, but also some advanced material will be presented there by specialists. You can present, but you also can attend such an event. And of course, we have the experiments and demonstration. If you have a very nice experiment and would like to show this to your colleagues, submit your proposal and be a guest in Spokane.
Oh, cool. So that really is a mixture of everything, scholastic exchange, as well as discussions from experts from the industry sharing their hands-on solutions. And is there anything for students attending the symposium or seeking for knowledge gain?
Yes, we have, of course, I would say the famous student design contest and student paper contest. So students who submit their paper, they enter the contest automatically, and the best paper will be selected at the conference. And the design contest is about submitting an experiment, and with a very nice award for the students. The winner gets a free ticket to the conference and can travel to Spokane. But that's for students, but I think everyone is learning continuously, and I'm also learning, and I'm definitely plan to attend some workshops and several paper presentations and to expand my knowledge at the conference.
Mm-hmm. And as well, I think it's the exchange which makes it very vivid in the EMC community as well.
Yeah, this is really what I'm missing. Again, I'm behind screens every day, and everyone is really, getting sick of those screens. It works very effectively, but we have to talk together. We need a cup of coffee, looking to the materials at the exhibition, looking to new equipment, getting strange ideas, walking out of a session, and then getting very fantastic ideas and discuss with colleagues. This is what we would like to see at a symposium. One of my colleagues told me once that the word symposium comes from a Greek word which is saying have a drink and get together, and actually it's the other way around, get together and have a drink and talk with each other. So this is what we would like to see at a symposium.
And I guess everybody is really looking forward to meet each other in person again.
Yes, several of my students, they already submitted a paper because and they spent a lot of time last year collecting the best material because they really, really want to go to an in-person conference. And I'm quite sure this will be the highlight of the year this year, our flagship conference in Spokane, Washington.
Mm-hmm. So Frank, what are next steps listeners can take?
Now the next deadline, or actually the major deadline, is March 7. And we stick on those deadlines, so don't submit proposals after March 7. Take that March 7, mark it in your agenda, and you can submit abstract papers, so only one-page papers. You can send proposals for workshop and tutorials. You don't need to have the full lineup of speakers, but you can send an overview of possible speakers and the topic, of course. And we will also have the experiments and demonstration on also with a deadline on the 7th of March. And we have the Ask the Experts discussions. So we have already seen several Ask the Experts discussions fora, but now you can make a proposal also via our website.
Mm-hmm. And I guess this is where the information can be found. So what was the website address? Could you please spell it again? Or we will put it in the show notes for sure as well.
Okay, it's emc2022.emcss.org.
Okay, super, great. Thank you, Frank. And again, thank you so much for being my guest in this episode, sharing the latest infos and deadlines, which are very important, very soon to meet for the upcoming 2022 IEEE International Symposium on EMC and SIPI.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting you there again, Susanne. Thank you.
Likewise, Frank. Thank you. And I thank you for listening. And if you wish to learn more about EMC and get the latest input from science and the industry, stay tuned and sign up to Crosstalk, the podcast to discuss interesting topics on electromagnetic compatibility to our technical community.